undertook two in the area of Rushuru, particularly in Tamungenga area, a village closer to Mbuzi, in the stronghold of the rebel M23. And then we went to Rumagabo, and subsequently we went to Kibumba. The idea for MONUSCO's substantive chief sections was to go on ground and see firsthand what is happening there, how people are living, how population is coping with all this gun sounding all around them, and how IPPs camps, what are their needs, assess the needs so that we can inform our humanitarian partners as far as what they can do on ground eventually. So these are the things that we went to do there. And we heard the local population, the IDPs, the military, our own military on the ground. Things looks very good. There is a very strong cooperation between our own military and FRDC military. Things are going very well. IDPs are camping right now in the schools. So luckily, kids are not going to school now. So those IDP can stay there for now, but eventually something has to be done quickly, because if something is not done, having 5,000-10,000 people in one IDP school, in one school, it can be very difficult eventually in our coming days to manage. So these are the things that we went on ground to assess, so that we can issue a report quickly to humanitarian, to our military, including our leadership in Kinshasa.
Will this sensitization program continue, and did MONUSCO reassure the people of protection from any armed rebellion or the M23 and the fight between the M23 and the FARDC?
We are already ensuring protection in the entire province of North Kivu. But to answer your question directly, sensitization will continue next week. Next week, we are going to undertake axis of Katoyi Remeka towards the southern part of Masisi. We want to ensure that those IDPs and population that were displaced in those areas, including armed groups and FRDC working there, and also our own troops, so that we can touch base with them to see exactly what is taking place. The idea, as I told you before, is to get civilians to MONUSCO, not only military. Our military are already deployed. They are already protecting civilians. But our civilian counterparts within the mission have to go also on the ground to ensure that they understand exactly the dynamics that are happening on the ground. So our next sensitization from civilian aspect will be undertaken next week in Masisi, southern part of Masisi axis, meaning Katoyi and Remeka.
What is the expectation of MONUSCO as you round up your sensitization project to ensure that humanitarian agencies expedite action to help these people displaced by the conflict?
Well, we want to build up the confidence of the people of North Kivu. We want to ensure that they understand that the protection is there, and that the efforts undertaken by FRDC, supported by MONUSCO, are meant to bring them peace. Because any peace that you bring on ground, people must understand the dynamics. That's why we are undertaking this sensitization. So we want them to understand that anything that's been done by FRDC and supported by MONUSCO is being done for their own sake, for their own protection, so that they cannot be afraid of their own institution, their own military, including our own military. We are there to ensure that those people who are giving them hard time are definitely removed from that place so that they can continue going on with their business.
What about the humanitarian agencies?
We are planning after that mission to also ask our humanitarian partners to subsequently undertake also a similar mission after we are issuing a report, so that they can very quickly intervene wherever needs will be noticed.